Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. D-Ron. Good afternoon, or maybe I should say good evening. Welcome to Friday Traffic Jams with your girl, Lennis, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. How's everybody doing? I hope you had a good week. I did. It turned out to be pretty, got a lot of things accomplished this week. So, you know, when you can meet those weekly goals, that makes you a happy camper, huh? Well, let's see here. Welcome, everyone, to Friday Traffic Jams with your girl, Lennis, or Kea Bocelli. Each week, there will be a featured artist or DJ's choice. Has been one of those weeks, good or bad? Well, let me put a smile on your face with some good music. Selections from R&B, old school, jazz, country, rock, rap, opera, yes, even orchestra music. Always something to learn and listen to if you haven't heard it before. Please call in with your shout-out, 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. If it's a job promotion, anniversary, engagement, maybe a baby announcement, marriage, or just a shout-out to your favorite boo. If there's some music you wish to hear, please email me at Facebook or the website. Facebook is the Essence of Success Network, and the website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Shoot me a message, and I will respond shortly. Music makes everything all right. Memories, past experience, music brings it all back, huh? So join me here each Friday at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, because you know I'm queen of the Northwest Corridor, or 9 p.m. on the East Coast for the Essence of Success Radio Network Friday Traffic Jam with your girl, Lennis. Well, let me tell you now, tonight's show, I decided to do a hip-hop party. How about that? When's the last time y'all had heard some hip-hop music? I mean, you know, really good hip-hop music. Okay, well, I'm going to start it off with Walk This Way.
Yeah.
And we go a little something like this. Hit it. I dig it. Come on. Cooling at a bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh, and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up with L.O.C.? The girls are all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm a star. So I got them, the show's over, to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Get more chicks, put a little Medina in your glass, then the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds McKenzie, Alex from Strohs. They want me, my dog, along with that Medina pal. I went up to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cole Medina. She said, I like a drink. I said, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she go licked her lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her mouth. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s and Locust down with the ladies. No joke. Break it down. Talking about plans for a wedding. I grabbed my coat and hit the door. I said, baby, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't fool around with the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster.
I gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a ball of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like the rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. funky. I like my oatmeal lumpy. I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump. People say you're humpy. You're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me. But you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere. Cause in the 69, my humpy nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big. I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies. You know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid. I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like lucid. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuit. Also told you that I like to bite. Well, yeah, I guess it's obvious. I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on, yeah, sexy lady,
do the Humpty.
Come on, I'll do the Humpty hump. Yeah, that's the break, y'all. Let a little of that bass groove right here. Yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken. Shaking and twitching, kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funkin', jumping, gig around, shaking your rump. And when a doo-doo chump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Everybody!
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munchin. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Wishing someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move.
All of my followers is all of the bases in. I'm kind of stingy, that's why I don't want to win. A funky rhyme to a foe or a good friend. Now listen up, because I want you to comprehend. Because I'm the leader, the man, superior. I take curia, and then you get weirier. So that's it, my rhymes are not counterfeit. The record sells, which makes this one a hit. It won't hurt to listen to Red Alert. Take off the shirt, make sure I don't hit the dirt. I like the kids, the guys, the girls. I want the duckers, this is raw bass world. I'm on a mission, you better just listen. Till my rhymes, because I'm all about this, because...
can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Every time you see me, that hair is just so hype. I'm dope on the floor and I'm magic on the mic. Now why would I ever stop doing this? With others making records that just don't hit. I tour around the world, from London to the Bay. It's hammer, go hammer, it's the hammer, yo hammer, and the rest can't go in play. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Welcome back. You're listening to Friday Traffic Jams with your girl Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're at the hip hop party, huh? Better come on down and enjoy yourself. And once you're here, stay for the duration. The number to call in for your shout out is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So as I said, it's a hip-hop party tonight, okay? I want you to enjoy yourself. The time right now is 6:30 on the West Coast, and it's 9:30 on the East Coast. So continuing on, our next up at you is Parents Just Don't Understand, Jazzy Jeff and William.
The same, no matter time, no place. They don't understand that adults are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. I remember one year my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my mom, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. Headed downtown to the gallery mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned to my nose. She said, "What's wrong? This shirt cost $20. I said, "Mom, the shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar." The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963, and then she lost her mind and did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me Zips. I said, "Mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rep."
She said, "You're only 16, you don't have a rep yet."
"Mom, let's put these clothes back, please." She said, "No, you go to school to learn, not for a fashion show." I made this finger shine and I, "Come on, Mom, I'm not Belvin. Mom, please put back the bell-bottom Brady Bunch trousers. But if you don't want to, I can live with that. But you gotta put back the double-knit reversible slack." She wasn't with it. Everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over. I tried to play sick, but my mom said, "No, no way, uh-uh. Forget it, there was nothing I could do." I tried to relax, I got dressed up in the ancient artifacts. But when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, but they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went.
She said, "If they were laughing, you don't need them, cause they're not good friends."
For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was going to have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, no need to argue, parents just don't understand. Okay, here's the situation. My parents went away on a week's vacation and they left the keys to the brand new Porsche. Are they mine? Well, of course not. I'll just take it for a little spin and maybe show it off to a couple of friends. Just cruising around the neighborhood. Well, maybe I should. Yeah.
of course I should.
Pay attention, here's the thick of the plot. I pulled up to the corner at the end of my block, and that's when I saw this beautiful girly girl walking. I picked up my car phone to perpetrate like I was talking. You should have seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, was that for me? I said, yeah. She said, why? I said, come on and take a ride with a hell of a guy. She said, how do I know you're not sick? You could be some deranged lunatic. I said, come on, talk. My name is the Prince. Besides, would a lunatic have a Porsche like this? She agreed and we were on our way. She was looking very good, so was I, must say, word. We hit McDonald's, pulled into the drive. We ordered two Big Macs and two large fries for Coke. She kicked the shoes off onto the floor. She said, drive fast, speed turns me on. She put a hand on my knee, I put my foot on the gas. We almost got whiplash, it took off so fast. The sunroof was open, the music was high, and this girl's hand was steadily moving up my thigh. She had opened up three buttons on her shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. We're doing 90 in my mom's new Porsche, and to make this long story short, when the cop pulled me over, I was scared as hell. I said, I don't have a license, but I drive very well, officer. I almost had a heart attack that day. Come to find out the girl was a 12-year-old runaway. I was arrested. The car was impounded. There was no way for me to avoid being grounded. My parents had to come off a vacation to get me. I'd rather be in jail than to have my father hit me. My parents walked in and I got my grip. I said, Mom, Dad, how was your trip? They didn't speak. I said, I want to plead my case. But my father just shoved me in the car on my face. That was a hard ride home. I don't know how I survived it. They took turns. One would beat me while the other one was driving. I can't believe it. I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time or place. So to you other kids all across the land, take it from me. Parents just don't understand.
Angela, Pamela,
Renee, I love you. You're from around the way.
Tennessee, Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed. Down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, the problem got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Down to Peace Street. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. You said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth and you was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
You're listening to Friday Traffic Jams with your girl Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number for your shout out is 646-727-2914. We're enjoying hip hop party tonight. The time right now is 6:47 on the West Coast and 9:47 on the East Coast. I hope you are enjoying the show. Like I said, it's a hip hop party coming at you right now. Now that we found love. Heavy D, baby, heavy D.
Yeah.
I do what I got to keep you bubbling. Do me right, my lonesome dove. Tell your man one time, what is this thing called love? I'm not quite sure as to what is going down, but I'm feeling hunky-dory about the thing I found.
For you to get up. Jackie, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. But, you know, who understands toot, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump of smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing. To hell with romance and she's sweat, wet. Got it going like a turbo vet. Much back, so fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah.
If your girlfriend got your butt,
hell yeah,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
life.
Here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy. So find that juicy double. Mix a lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock me bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters. I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
do you wanna roll my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout. Baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3".
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers want to play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold. So they toss it and leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazine. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X showdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle, bring a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool, cause I do to the depth. Trying to step to me, you take it last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your feet and jump around. Jump up and get down.
trizz, ace, get the quiz out my so I ain't nut back. Once again, I got five on back. It's like that never.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, y'all. I don't know what happened, but evidently it didn't record well. Too much static in there. I'm not going to do that to y'all. Okay, coming up at you now, nothing but a G thing.
One, two. Bring it to the folk. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Before I have to pull the strap off the cut.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Cause ain't nothing but a G-thing, baby. Two loped out G's, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade it. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'm a lad, I'm understanding. From a young G's perspective. And before me, they got a trick, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man, and learning her man. And at the same time, burning her man. Now when she burning, I'ma chill for a minute. Cause ain't no loving good enough to get burned while I'm offended.
Yeah.
And that's realer than real deal, Holyfield. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of this funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that. And, it's like this and like that and like this and Drake creep to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got kept, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression.
I don't know what's wrong with my player, why it's not playing correctly tonight. That's weird. But anyway, well, I'll tell you what, we're just going to go ahead and close it out. And I thank you for joining me tonight on Friday Traffic Jams with DJ Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We've been listening to the last hour hip hop party. How about that, huh? I enjoyed. I hope you did too. Sorry for the last couple of songs. I don't know what happened. Snoop didn't come through, okay? Snoop is playing. But anyway, I hope that you have a good weekend and a safe weekend. And if no one's told you they love you today, I do. All right, on my way out. Have a good one, everybody. Love you.